you, I don't quite understand how you know. Can an individual, can a person know what their destiny is when they come? Can they know what their problem is? Can I know what it is?
Yes, you can. But if you can. Can you
always we are guided by our senses. But we forget that at the time of coming here, we invited them. You come. All the time. But now I forget everything. That is the thing. We cannot know the destiny. But I tell you one thing. Destiny can be short in only one way. Not any gurus, any bhagavan, or any meditation, all fast. If you think self itself, what he does inside of you, in that time you will feel slowly, you proceed on, you will understand something. Or is there anybody can say that I know he doesn't know who you are? Any realized person cannot say, I am a realized. Follow me.
What is God? Every work is God's work. Taking care of children, he's saying, is God's work. Working in a restaurant is God's work. Planting flowers is a God's work. Where is not God? I don't know. I've often said, I've had people that live with me and said, oh, I don't feel that my God's work working in the restaurant here doing these things. So they go off to an ashram and they're working in the restaurant. They're working in the kitchen. I say, why do you think God is more in the kitchen in the ashram than in Denny's? I don't understand. That's the problem. That's the mind thing. This is God's work. This is not. It's all him. All his work. Do it. But he's saying what you do, it becomes God's work when you do it absolutely properly, absolutely perfectly, and in love. Then it's truly his work, and then you're freed from the work itself. It doesn't make any difference what you do then. I know that. I used to be an important person. I was Dr. Reverend Freeman, and I could only do certain things, right? And I could only stay in certain places, and drive in certain cars. And then one day, somehow, I was freed from it. It doesn't make any difference. If I work in the restaurant, I speak to you, or sweep the, what's the difference? It's all him. That's the whole thing he's saying. The experience you've come here for, you can't deny. The quality of the experience is what you have. It. If you have come to be with one person, you didn't choose it. It was destiny. Whether it's going to be a joke or it's going to be a joy, that's your responsibility. Eh? Whether you need communication, ego, egos communicate, or whether you have communion, which is where he's within you, you're with his, him. Okay, you touch, you don't touch, you speak, you don't speak. No requirement. That's a different kind. That's the love Jesus said. He said, love one another as I have loved you. She said, would you speak about the difference? Why? Here it's saying one thing. Here, one thing we feel. Here, in our mind, we feel, why is there such a conflict all the time? And why were we given this mind if we weren't supposed to pay attention to it? You follow what I said? This is a very important lady that asked the question, so, yeah.
এটা কেন হয়? এটা এটার মধ্যে কনফ্লিক্ট
You know that you are living or not? First question, Baba.
Do you know whether you're living or not? Do you yourself know whether you're living or whether you're not? She says sometimes she feels like she's living, sometimes she feels like she's not living.
Then you are above. If it is, you understand or if you realize that you are, sometimes you are living, sometimes you are not. Then question does not arise, this question.
That if you can give that answer, then the question really shouldn't arise. Say something.
Can follow me. Okay. Yeah? Otherwise, we have come this world twice. That is the only thing with that mind that is called with the senses, with the desire. At the same time, come with him, he himself, with us. Still, we do not understand whether he is or not. Because that is a full of illusion. That is called Maya, my particular knowledge. So, we have got two things in the world. That is illusion, that is a full of senses are here in the brain. That is called in Indian language of the Tantra, Sahasra. Another one is 24 hours inside the world is chanting. You can say he is husband. You can say he is everything. You can say he is beyond. You can say he is God, whatever you say. Whenever all the desires come together, after that, they will try to come, mix with him. But, whenever these things happen, that are, they will try. That is more than enough. He does not want more than anything. After that, you will feel him. Where is he? Who is he? There are so many things. Automatically it will come. Other than by circus, by exercise, by wrestling, it is not possible. Even a brilliant subject.
I'm just trying to explain a little bit here. He says, these two factions exist in your life. Sometimes you feel you're alive. Aware of those, so we don't have to doing them over and over again and do all of the mistakes and have to come back and do it all over. Can we be aware of some stuff?
That is present. Sanskar, everything is sanskar. Can you follow?
Inhibition, superstition.
Superstition is something, destiny is something. Superstition, we are creating. existing destiny, destiny. Destiny receives absolutely.
Is it destiny something? Destiny is in. Samskara, that's prejudice, that's superstition. We're creating all those things.
God को कैसे मिलेगा कैसे पूजा करें दादाजी से इतिहास के दादाजी हाउ आई विल अचीव गॉड हुम आई विल डू वर्शिप टेक्निक हाउ आई विल गेट गॉड
Whether you are talking with me or not. We should know if there is some power or anything. As long as he is, you are talking, you are moving, you are doing meetings. When he will be off, he is, but he is off, not moving. Then that body
good
job. Oh God, why she you are thinking of it? He is you. He is with you. He is with you. He is with you. 24 hours in front of you. Other than you, is there any person can give you God or realization or anything?
Not a person, but some practice method for me.
That is the ABCD 1 to BAMA University. That is that way. This sort of guru. The world is there. That is also all the meditation teachers, that is one kind of exercise. That is also guru in world instruction. Instruction. Warrior. There is no kind of truth. Nobody can give anything to you.
And there is nothing to
know. Each and everybody is guru, Bhagavan, God. If anybody instruction of God, then he is God. He is realized, then everybody is real. In the name of God, what we are doing nowadays, action, temple, being there, being something. Everything is good. That is it.
I don't bother
with that. No, I am not telling you.
I understand.
So then question arises, that is directly or indirectly. We have to go. The innocent people. We have to go. If you are a realized, you are a realized, no problem, realized, this is something. You are a God or Guru or anything. Being there, everybody is simple. No difference. And meditation, peace, job, tapasya, puja. There is so. What is he?
At the feeling of oneness for people that you are saying, I don't feel, maybe a second here or two, I do feel that.
That is correct, but it's really wrong. Whenever you realize, you will feel something. After that, you have a little word. I am a realized person. You take from me, mantra, things that nobody. Mantra comes from the Paravat. That is from the self, of itself. Nobody can give. Is there anybody can give in the world? Can.
But God can give.
That's why he's saying. Only he can give.
Not that he can give you. But why doesn't he give anybody to see?
Then he said John has said lemon. Oh, Haraldson. Then President International Solar Energy Society. Then Robert Excel.
Dr. Gulbar. Number one.
No, I don't think
anybody
so.
In the world. Top of the
Doctors of the book, the French thing.
Whoever tell you anything, that you do that thing, do something, that is mindful or mindful. Living and
understand. That's what I'm trying to understand. So you
were
saying that just be
within, then it is a fact. Other than him, nobody can. That is called the Patanjali Buddha. Diksha. Diksha. Not diksha. That is what we tell with the diksha, that is what. Patanjali Yoga is your control. No, it's from the Vishnu Kriya. No, it's not. Oh, what is the meaning of our Vishnu? No, it's Vishnu. It is really from that soul. Whenever that thing, mind health gets that thing, then there everything. Understand? So, that is all part of the mind.
Get some
que no era un fighter.
Because he needs other than he, that is my addiction. That's what I'll follow.
Because he is within, he is all the time there. He has not forgotten. But by the mind, by the worldliness, we think these are all our own. So we forget him. But he is all the time with you. He is the vibration, the existence of life, destiny. So the soul, you understand soul? So he is the soul. Without him we can't exist. But because our mind functions, you may call in the highest way, it is his love play. His play, love play.
If you are feeling anytime happiness, then you must come to unhappiness. And follow?
Follow what he's saying. He's saying there's not two words, there's not two things he's talking about, it's one thing. He said if you're looking for happiness and you experience happiness, there's no doubt you must experience unhappiness.
No happy, no unhappiness. Everything is a fact word. That is, everything is same because sometimes I love you. Sometimes I tell you that he is a good man. I don't like you. But it is nothing. No happiness, no unhappiness. Nothing in the world. We are telling all these things, but that is all mindful. Because the body is not mine, which is fact. Then who is our own? Who is our existence? We are talking, we are eating, we love, we are telling many things. But until and unless, who is he? Whether he is outside or whether he is within or everywhere. If he is everywhere or everything is he, those who understand, he cannot tell you all this fluff that I am a guru, I am a god, I am this, that, Superman. He never uttered that word. What is good, what is bad, we do not know. Sometimes we are telling that that is a good thing. After some time back, we are telling, no, that is not a good thing, that is a good thing. But the question is, who is he? He is an outsider, he is our best and everything. Among, he is our dearest and nearest. Or he is far from us. He
If you can love him, then you can love to anybody. Because suppose these sorts of eyes, which we are looking at, you cannot see anything. You are absolutely blind. Whatever we see, that is not correct. But the illusion, we are talking about
good, bad, this and that, many things.
Main thing is this. Man cannot be a guru in any circumstance, anybody, any sense. Or you, in American, tell him one conference, anybody in the world. Because if God is one, if we are come from the oneness, nobody is guru and everybody is guru. Everybody is God. Nobody is God. Follow me? If Father is one, if we come from the oneness, then mankind is one, one caste. Everything is one. Question is this, that is also a very good business nowadays. All the Babas, Gurus, God, men come from several states. They are built a very big, big house, this and that in the name of ashram, of temple, whatever it is. His temple is our inverse temple. Here also his temple, a moving temple. So what is that? The building, why? What does it mean? He is not hankering after all this. Already he has his existence. His existence is that. We are. So why should I bother for that? Or any mantra or anything. Anything, anything is blood, because you cannot keep anything. You have got no right. That thing, that mantra says, from the comes from the Patanjali Yuga Darshan. Patanjali Muni is a name of, at the time of Lord Krishna. He is written in the Patanjali Yuga Darshan, man cannot be a guru. Because he is within. If he is within, that comes from the depth source. That is called diksha. Diksha?
Initiation. Initiation.
Initiation. Come from self. Nobody can give it. That is absurd. Or otherwise, no need of doing anything. Don't do anything. Just you try to love your children, wife, which you are, this thing. Love them, that is loving. Because that is not your family, it is, that is also his family.
What is the family?
Family, that is not our family. We cannot stay. We have come here for a certain time. After that, we'll go again, that source. Not dying. Question is this. All these things, Baba, Sadhu, Bhagavan, I don't know. Even Christ never says like that. I think of a room.
room. Raisin, some fruits and alfalas. In that time also he says one thing. What is everything? What is everything? He is everything. That's Supreme Father. He never uttered a single word that I can do. That I itself is ego. Can't follow? I, what do you mean by that? That I might, or not, mind function. I itself, that if I said I God, I itself is the God. So that's what is the God. That is not ego, or anything. Huh? What's the purpose of money, income of money?
We have told many times, Namo Atma Sthuta Paramatma Paramapurusha Dijayam Purushakara Nittam Na Dijam Prakritescha Atma Sthuti Mukti Mukta Mukti. So we do not believe because they are Shastra, but through inner meaning. That's why that is the main difficulty. Have you understood or not? In the Shastra says, but we have forgotten everything. All this Pandit, Tundit, Jew, Paltai, Eto, everybody is hankering after that. That is a whole explanation. Dadaji bolta hai, hum log ko saath mein shaadi karo.
Divine name is the only path. The mortal being can never be a guru by any means. God himself is the only guru. Patience results in strength. Complete surrender to the supreme being leads to emancipation.
That is not there. The beginning portion, that podcast portion, neither. This is the message of Dalai Lama.
Divine name is the only path. The mortal being can never be a guru by any means. God himself is the only guru. Patience results in strength. Complete surrender to the supreme being leads to emancipation, realization and salvation. Divine grace will descend spontaneously as soon as you will be bereft of your ego. When your heart will be void of anything, then and then only the divine will fill your heart. So man cannot do anything. Man cannot be sacrifice his ego. Only thing, only surrender, Nam is the only path, Nam is the only mantra. Just try to surrender to him. Almighty is not a conception. He is a reality. He controls everything. Man has no power of his because the body is not his own. Life is one. Atma is one in all beings. So he has no distinction between a Hindu, Muslims and Christian, etc. To him there is only one caste called humanity, and there is no difference between a man and a woman. So mankind is one, truth is one, and humanity also one, language is also one.
Now you can open the eyes. And he will give that spectacle. Yes. But he could not see even now.
No, I do see.
Hmm?
I do see.
He will get more, don't bother.
Yes.
He will get more, don't bother for that. Is there anything you tell me? Other than this, you tell me anything.
That is the particular defect in me. Hmm. I had a fall in the bathroom and I had an operation. Only some little pain here.
Where is that?
Here. But the operation was all right and it's become normal. I can walk, I can climb, but only I can't sit down. There is some little pain, that's all.
किया वो हाथ का सब काटा एकदम
at the age of 250, he was a regenerate. रामकृष्ण उसको बोलता है सीख बोल के पूजा के अभी समझ आओ कहाँ पर जाएगा क्या देखेगा जो वो अभी बोल रहे थे कुछ मारेगा उनको मारेगा तोतापुरी भी वही हुआ बात
जी तोतापुरी वॉज बेटर
अब देखिए तोतापुरी भी गुरु था रामकृष्ण का
लिखा हुआ किताब में तोतापुरी आके रामकृष्ण का गुरु था पता है क्या 100 साल के अंदर देखिए क्या क्या चीज बिगड़ गया एवरीबॉडी नोज तोतापुरी इज गुरु ऑफ रामकृष्ण हमारा सच्चा बाबा
रामकृष्ण गुरु तोतापुरी सच्चा बाबा तो है
Thank you.